Okay, we are up to Simon Kuf Chav Tes Sif Chav. She has a base at Knesset. Leave Shul. Yesh Leleches Betshuva Venachas. For some reason, I don't see people keeping this halacha. But that could be because I daven in a shul that doesn't have a kiddush. So, and by 2:30, 3 o'clock, people are hungry. Maybe that's a pshat. But here, this halacha is kishiyot. When you leave shul, yesh lechus b'shuva benachas. You should go easy, slow, sameach, happy, toiv leiv, bebetochen, with faith. Kishom Hashem bekol tefilaseinu with kiyaseinu berachamim. That Hashem listens to our tefilas with rachamim. And we eat and drink like what Hashem provided us. Don't eat a large amount. Let's say, Yiras Hashem al ponov, and Yiras Hashem will be on your face. Lilmoid Torah ala shulchan, and there is and you should learn Torah by the table. All right. This is probably the toughest halacha to keep in the whole Rosh Hashanah. After Birchas Hamazon, you cannot go to sleep. You go to shul, you say tehillim, and then ba'ach misha roisha covered below. But if somebody's head is waiting on him, you could sleep a little bit in order to give yourself some energy. And it's, I actually bring it from the Arizal that you're allowed to go to sleep. After Chatzos, then you already have, after Chatzos, you can already go to sleep, right? But, and of course, the Mishnah Berurah brings that sitting around and doing nothing is the equivalent of sleeping. So,
It's funny we don't have this halacha on Yom Kippur. Doesn't it make more sense for Yom Kippur that you shouldn't be able to sleep?
Well, I think the assumption is that there's not much time to sleep on Yom Kippur, I think.
There's a break and you go
Also,
rest your
Rosh
eyes for
Hashanah,
half an
no,
hour.
because Rosh Hashanah has the mazel thing. We don't have the mazel thing in Yom Kippur. Right? Because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, so it's an omen for the year. So you don't want to have a sleepy mazel. Right? Again, people think you're going to have a sleepy year. Don't worry about it. Everybody's going to have a sleepy year. That's just the way life is. We're having a sleepy year. We just don't want our mazel to be sleeping. That's the pshat.
I have a
So.
tired year, not necessarily a sleepy year.
I don't know what the difference is.
I mean, is the sleepy year meaning you're going to sleep too much?
Maybe, yeah, may or may, I don't know. I don't know what it means. It doesn't mean anything because that's not the reason, right? The whole thing is misinformation that you can have a sleepy year. It's that you won't want your mazel to be sleeping. All right. After mincha, we go to the river. Liskor schusa to remember the schus of the akeda, the Isa b'medrash. Kishalach Avraham Avinu Yitzchok b'noy la also asot and asatzi k'may nor la'akva, made himself like a river to be ma'akev, meaning he made he wanted to stop Avraham Avinu. For Avraham Avinu Allah v'shalom b'nahor atzavari, and Avraham Avinu went up until his neck. For Amar Hashiyani l'kim kivu mayim ad nafesh, save me Hashem, because the water mamish came up to my nefesh. That's one reason. That's why you go to water. Yesterday's daf, right? Because we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want to do it the same way by a river. It's best that it should be outside the city. Yesh by dogim, it should have fish in it. Lazekha Shana Mashulam Kidogim Chaim Halolu Shana Chazam Bimatsuda. That's a zecha that we're marshaled like fish that are Nechazam Bimatsuda. Kachon and Nechazam Bimatsuda Samavis Vadin. And we're also holding on to the traps of the Mavis and Din. Mitoch Kach Nahara Yosef Betshuva. We're going to think in Tshuva. Oy Tam Lasimin Shalay Tishle Bono Ayin Hara Kamoy Bedogim Venifra Venir Bidogim. And also the simon is that we shouldn't have the Ayin Hara, because fish don't have ayin hara. Yesharim hatam ki ledogim ein gvinim veineim tamid psuchas. Their eyes are not, sorry, they're not, how do you say it? They're not, their eyes, fish don't sleep, right? I guess this is going back to sleeping, right? But lemaisa, fish, the fish don't sleep, right? So, and they have no gevinim, they have no eyes, they don't even have a way to right? And the eyes are always open. To David Sayre, in order that it should be, a Sayre for that Hashem's eyes should be open. I'm just thinking now, for some reason, when people eat the head of the fish, isn't it a thing that people eat the eye?
Yeah,
Right?
people eat, yeah.
Anyway, I wonder if that comes from this. I always thought to myself, why? Who cares about the eye? It's just to eat the head of the fish. But here, lechayr from this kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I could hear maybe why you eat the eye of the fish, because you want Hashem's eyes to be open on us the whole year. Fine. You don't have a river that has fish. You go to a different river, or to a well. And you shake the bottoms of your clothing to be mashal and to search in your ways from today and further. So you that your should be white and clean from any chet, and then fine. If the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then you go on the second day. After you go back to the Beis HaKnesses, and it's not the Zman Arvis, you should be careful from hanging out with bad people, and you shouldn't come to any Dvarim Batalim. Meaning, you're hanging out in shul waiting for Meiriv. Don't sit around and make lasanas. Ach yasek b'toyra. I betail him. I besifrei musar ki kadosh ayam la dinenu, because this day is kadosh to Hashem. Fine. Chav gimel shnei yom time shor shoshana ki yom echad aruch hein chashuv. 2 days of shoshana is considered like one long day. Right? Ukedusha achas hein, and it's one kedusha. V'lachein nechlu ba poiskim levarach b'la sheni b'kiddush. That is a shaila on by kiddush. When you light candles, right? Normally, second day Yom Tov, we make a new Shechiyonah because it's a new Yom Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a
So the first
shaila.
day after Chatzos is not really after Chatzos, because it's only 20% of the day, because
True, correct.
it's one elongated day. So really, the first day after Chatzos,
No,
you
but
shouldn't be able to sleep.
that's true. But we don't we. We go both days. We go both ways on it. So you have to say that it's still, as the first day goes, it's considered chatzos. That's what you have to say. You don't have to make another baruch. It's one long day. You put a new fruit there. And so the Shekhyon should go on a pre, or you should wear a new clothing. And if you don't have it's not ma'akiv, you still make Shekhyon, even if you don't have a Shekhyon fruit. Unfortunately, many people make the mistake and they put the Shekhyon fruit out on the tables the first night and they don't leave anything over the second night, which is just a mistake. But even so, you still make Shechiyonu. And then some people, unfortunately, make a mistake is they make a Shechiyonu during the meal on the Shechiyonu fruit. That's also a big mistake. Because really, we paskin that you do need to make a Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu b'kiddush, you make Shechiyonu in kiddush. And the same thing when a woman lights candles on the second night. If the minig is to say Shechiyonu, if she wants, she could wear a beged chadash or put a new fruit. By the way, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to eat the new fruit. It just says you have to put the new fruit there, right? He doesn't have the fruit. If she doesn't have fruit, then it's not ma'akiv again, and you bake the Shechiyonu.
Yeah, you have
Because
to eat
you
it at
pointed
some
out the
point.
same thing with the simonim and the daf yesterday. It didn't say to eat, just said to see.
Correct.
But you have to eat it at some point.
Why?
You're gonna buy it and then you're throwing it out?
That's your own business whether you want it, but the
No, that's
point,
baltash, because you're buying it,
I'm
using
not.
it to, you're looking at it and then you're gonna throw it out 2 days later?
If
How
you
can you
don't
base the
listen,
Shekhianu on looking at
it's
something?
the Shekhianu is the pshat, is that you're happy when you see a new fruit, you're happy that you got to live another year to see the new season of this fruit. That's what it is. So
Even though
really, it's just
you
seeing it.
have them, even though you have them in the store every single day of the year.
No, so now, David, now you're going in a big hawk. So that many poskim nowadays say you can't make Shekhianu on fruits. This is really a Tu B'Shvat sugya, but many poskim say nowadays you cannot make a Shekhianu on fruits because they're available all year round. So Rosh Hashanah, you don't really need to have, like we just said, really make Shekhianu even if you don't have a new fruit. So we're fine. We're not going to make Meshuggah that these fruits are, we already had them a whole year, da 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 da. All right, listen, when we were kids, I'm assuming you too, the Shekhianu fruit was a rimon. Nobody had pomegranates the whole year. Now, everybody, well, we have pomegranates the whole year round. Right, but when I was a kid, the go-to fruit for Shekhianu was the rimon.
Cherries. I
Now
don't
you
think I've
can't
had
get
a,
cherries.
what? I don't think
Now
I've
you
had a
can't get
banana in the
cherries.
last 12. I don't think I've had a banana in the last 12 months.
But you see bananas
Doesn't
every day.
again, but
I
right, you
do
see
see
them.
a
banana.
Right, so that's the problem. It's really a sight thing than an
Right,
eating
but there are
thing.
certain things that are seasons.
You
Cherries
can
still
still
have
you can get
seasons.
Naftali, you can get cherries, just not in the stores you go to.
I went to every store in the neighborhood
You
for
go to
cherries.
a nice fruit store, you'll get a cherry. I think. Right.
Naftali, I'll get you cherries if you want to spend $100.
There you go.
I'll get you cherries.
Yeah.
It's on.
Why do you have to see
Okay,
it if you're
Bechain.
making the Shekhianu for the
Yeah.
fact that you got to the point of now there's a new season? So there's a new season. It's Aleph or Beis Tishrei and Shekhianu.
Because you don't see it, because meaning the point is that if you had an apple tree in your yard, so apples, I don't know when the harvest is for apples, but let's say it grows in April. So in April, you look out your window and you see, oh, there's apples. That's great. Shekhianu that I got to live another year to see an apple, right? But if you've been seeing apples the whole year, so then your apples are, you're not happy that you got to see a new harvest. You were seeing that harvest the entire year. Now, that being said, you're right. That's why many poskim say that you can still make Shekhianu, because at the end of the day, the harvest that's in your neighborhood is a new harvest for you. The only thing is we don't have these trees. So we're just going, we see them in the store. So when you haven't seen them in the store, like Naftali's saying with cherries, you haven't seen cherries in the store the whole year. Now all of a sudden you see cherries. So you say Shekhianu, oh, I got to see new cherries. But if you're seeing them a whole year round, very difficult to say that you have a Shekhianu. However, that's the Talmud in the Poskim. He should wear a new beged. But if it's Chol Yom Rishon on Shabbos, he doesn't need to, because he, if meaning if the first day is Shabbos, saying that you didn't make Shekhianu yet on Shofar. So the Shekhianu on second day is the first time you're saying Shekhianu on the Shofar. Yeah. Okay. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.